You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McEady.
With Kelly Williams.
And today's episode, we've been, I guess, kind of teasing a little bit, hinting that we were going to do this. And I'm really excited. This is going to be just a fun, a true romp. We're talking today about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. And I'm very excited and anxious to know your thoughts about them, just generally.
Honestly, I'm excited because we usually do such dark stuff. And this one really isn't that dark. And I'm kind of like, let's just have fun with it. But the two of them as a couple. So Jada has always rubbed me the wrong way for some reason. You know, I think it's because I love Will Smith so deeply. So it might even be like just jealousy. And I can, I can be honest. But I also think, you know, she stands up for what she believes in and she's very outspoken about her beliefs, like with the Oscars and everything. She's the one who kind of started that like hashtag Oscars so white.
Yeah.
So I can respect that 100%. But Will Smith has been like, you know how like women in their 50s love Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Will Smith.
I'm offended by that, by the way, as a woman in her 50s who loves Julia Roberts.
He's my America's sweetheart.
I love that. This is going to be fun then because I'm the complete opposite.
Really? Usually we're not polar opposites.
I know. I love Jada. I've always been a big Jada girl. I love me some Jada. I've liked her since the 90s. I just always like thought she was really cool. And like you said, I like that she like stands up for what she believes in. And I think she's really funny. And I've just always been a fan. Will, on the other hand, I guess the reason that I don't like Will Smith is because I find him to be very disingenuous.
Oh, okay.
He has like almost like a 90s Tom Cruise element of him to me sometimes where I'm like, it's like he's so aware of his public image as like the nice guy that everybody loves. The big Hollywood star that shows up and laughs really loud and makes jokes. I just don't find it to always be genuine.
That's fair. I think that's a fair thing to say.
Like, I find him a little obnoxious, even though I do think that he is genuinely like a decent person. I just find him to be a little like disingenuous with his public image. And you know how I feel about that. I can never get past like a person's public image being so different than what I think they are in real life.
I will tell you, I can't stand either of their children.
Really?
Yeah. Ever since, I always just, that whole little crew when it was like Jaden, Justin, Kylie, Kendall. I was just like, you guys are so rich and annoying and young. Right. That's how I felt about it. Like Willow, I don't really have much of an opinion on. I guess just Jaden always kind of annoyed me. I think Willow's really talented.
Yeah.
You know, I think her voice is incredible. Even like Whip My Hair, like that was such a bop.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, Jaden always kind of like just annoyed me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I do think their whole like the raising of their kids thing has just been so interesting throughout the years. Like,
yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Cause you read about how it's always been written about that Will and Jada like let their kids make their own decisions and that even when they were like kids, like, they could choose what they wanted to wear, what they wanted to watch, what they wanted to listen to, where they wanted to go, how they wanted to speak, if they wanted to cuss. Like anything that they wanted to do was like kind of up to them. And it's raised them to be, I mean, they really had some bumps in the road, Jaden especially. Like I'm a big Willow head. I really like Willow Smith a lot. I listen to her music like kind of freakishly a lot and like obsessed with her. Jaden... it's been tough, but Jaden,
yeah,
it's been tough.
When he wore a Batman suit to the Kimye wedding.
It's been tough, but I do think that they're just like really fascinating. Like it's interesting to look at two kids, especially two Black kids in Hollywood that like, they just weren't raised in a way that you would ever expect any other child to be raised. Like they're just so unique in the fact that they've always been able to just do anything.
Yeah, maybe I'm just jealous that I had so many rules growing up.
Like, I feel a little jealous of them too. And I'm like, what is that like? But I also feel sorry for them in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because I think they're real fucked up. And I mean, just from what you read about in Blind Items when it comes to them, is like, it seems like as much as they are like loved by Will and Jada, they're like, in a lot of ways, it feels like neglected.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's Will and Jada put Will and Jada first.
Yeah.
And I mean, Will puts Will first and Jada puts Jada first.
Exactly. Yeah. They're yeah. like in their own relationships, doing their own thing. And these kids can just do whatever. And, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I read so many blinds about Willow, you know, being able to date like way older men for as long as, you know, for years, like way before she was 18, and them letting her do it because, you know, she makes her own decisions. And if that's, you know, what she wants to do, I just feel like they've just kind of been out here raising themselves and like at times looking really foolish because of it. But like, of course they did. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. Now that you put it that way, I feel a little bad talking my shit about Jaden.
Well, no, I mean, we all talk shit about Jaden. Like those tweets, come on, his Twitter. He's ridiculous, but
it's like babies are the most intelligent people on the planet, but we'll never know because they can't speak. Okay, Jaden.
Yeah.
Now, one of my favorite things about Will and Jada is they have talked about being swingers for years and years and years and years. And I feel like 2 weeks ago, an article came out about how Will and Jada like hate each other, basically.
Right.
And it was from them. It wasn't like a statement. And at this point, I'm just like, guys, just break up. We all know you have separate relationships and you don't seem to like one another.
Yeah, it seems like they are, for whatever reason, dead set on protecting this idea of them. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe because they know that, like, you know, as far as their relevancy, like, they're so tied to each other in a way.
Yeah, it's like business.
Yeah, like it feels very business, but they're obsessed with not letting it crumble. And it's like, just let it go. Like everybody, like you said, everybody knows that you both date other people.
I saw this tweet. There's a J. Cole lyric that's like that Jada and that Will love. And someone was like, that's starting to sound more like a threat than anything.
Yeah, we don't want that. Not that love.
So before we start reading all the blinds, Troy and I were talking a little bit. And now obviously my opinion has changed about their relationship, right? Because I always felt like Will was this bigger star and, you know, Jada, just that was my perception because I didn't know.
Right.
And I feel like Jada has taken a lot of the blows and Will has remained fairly untouched. Like even when he was everything from here on out's allegedly, even when he was allegedly having a pretty open affair with Margot Robbie, people were like, he would never do that. They're just close.
Yeah. He's taken the brunt of it, even though they both have the exact same, you know, I guess sort of standards or boundaries or rules for each other. Like they do the same thing.
Right.
You know? And like, it's been rumored that Jada's been dating like the specific woman for like a million years.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they're doing the exact same thing. And he was so pompous about that affair with Margot Robbie. Like,
yeah.
So such an asshole about it. Like on set, they were basically dating.
Yeah.
Like they were in a relationship on the set of that movie in front of everybody.
And Suicide Squad, not just Focus.
Yeah.
Like they did back-to-back movies.
Yeah. It's insane to me. I do want to, before we move on too much from the kids, I want to read this blind from 2008 about the kids being able to live and do whatever they want.
How old was Willow at that point? Like 7?
Yeah, like a literal child. It says, which celebrity couple has relinquished control of the family to their offspring? This goes beyond spoiling. They let the kids slash children make all of their own decisions about education, food, clothing, travel, and activities. Before you know it, the kids will be picking the parents' projects and handling their money. The parents seem to think that the decision-making will result in more self-assured adults. However, right now, it's just the tail wagging the tail wagging the dog. Other family members are concerned that some of these decisions may be endangering the health and safety of all involved. As far as the two kids, what I read a lot about was that as far as Willow goes, she's had a lot of toxic relationships with much older men that have resulted in a lot of like trauma. And then as far as Jaden goes, like he's always wanted to explore his sexuality openly. And mm-hmm. his hypocritical dad, who we will get to, by the way, has always put a stop to it. And the blinds that date back as far as even Jaden being underage have always said that there's one parent who's okay with it and that there's one parent who's not. And the one parent who's not is a hypocrite. And it's like very clear to me that that would be Jada, who's like fine with it. And Will, who I believe has been fucking men since the 80s or maybe before, is not, because he wants his family to appear as perfect. And that bothers me. I don't like that.
Yeah, there have been so many rumors about him and Mark Anthony
mm-hmm.
and him and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. I mean, literally so many men. And then there's like a I think more than 15 year like long-standing rumor about them being in a swinger thing with Tisha Campbell and Dwayne Martin, who they had like this big public falling out, a financial falling out with their family. They were suing each other for all this money that was borrowed throughout their families. And that's after 15 years of it being rumored that they're basically in this like poly situation where Will was basically dating Dwayne and Tisha was dating Jada and they were swapping partners for years.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say in like 2017, they were like, no, we aren't swingers. We don't do that. Those are so many jokes. And by 2020, just 3 years later, they're like, yeah, I mean, Jade has never believed in a conventional marriage.
Right? Yeah. It's like, yeah, they don't ever get their story straight with each other. Will does interviews and says something, and then Jada does an interview, and they will say that the whole basis of their relationship is totally opposite.
And then this one says, we've given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way.
What? Just say you guys fuck other people. It's cool. Like, it's not the 90s anymore. Fuck.
It's also like your life.
Yeah. We'll go see whatever CGI summer movie you come out with, Will. People will go see it if they know that you've had a dick in your mouth. It's not that big of a deal.
Maybe more people will see it.
Yeah, I would be much more likely to buy a ticket. Thank you. This is a blind from May of 2008. This is about Will's relationship with Dwayne Martin. According to Terrence Dean, his friend Sandy was working on a new movie that had major stars in it. The lead was Lucas, in quotes, who was a Black megastar. No matter what the film project he was attached to, it was bound to be a box office smash. In Hollywood, he is considered a golden boy and very bankable. However, there were already many rumors swirling about his sexuality, and even though he is married, it was hard for him to shake those pesky gay rumors. You're not going to believe this, Sandy said when I called her. What's going on? Well, the crew is taking bets on Lucas. What type of bets? Since we've been filming, his boy, Kareem, we'll call him, comes by every day and they go into his trailer. So what? I said, and it said, no, Kareem comes by and they are up in the trailer doing their thing. Kareem is a leading sitcom actor married to an actress. They both have appeared in movies. Lucas is the breakout sensation. His boy Kareem, however, found success in television as a leading actor. The crew's bet was based on how often Lucas, boyfriend, would show up and how long he would stay. It was like clockwork. Kareem arrived every day at the same time and went straight to the trailer for hours on end. The bets grew larger and larger. When I moved to Los Angeles and got into the DL world, our clique was talking about the down low circle Lucas and Kareem were in, which I wanted to be a part of. It was a hard nut to crack. They were superstars. And that is, yeah, again, Will Smith and Dwayne Martin. Yeah, I mean, I have more to say about them. I'll just like save some of it to sprinkle throughout. But like, they have the most intense, it seems, swinger relationship of anybody they've been linked to.
Okay, I have one from 2008 as well. I'm not sure what month, but I don't think the headline is anything earth-shattering. I think the entire world is scared of Jada Pinkett Smith. Will is probably just more scared because he actually has to sleep next to her. In an interview this weekend, Will said that the reason his marriage has lasted so long and is so strong is because divorce is not an option. In the interview, he makes it seem like it was a mutual decision and is some type of marriage breakthrough. What it boils down to, though, is not enough advice from Dr. Phil, but a good ass kicking every night from Jada. Do you honestly believe that Will would survive a day if he told Jada he wanted a divorce? Please. He can spin it all he wants by spouting nonsense like, quote, that's been a huge part of the success for she and I. And we're like, listen, we're going to be together one way or another, so might as well try and be happy. Yes, you might as well try and be happy because there's no escape. Wonder if she has a little air tank she drags behind her at home just to shake Will up. Again, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's okay to break up. Like, the world will continue to spin if Will and Jada decide, you know what, maybe we don't want to continue doing this.
We will find a way to eventually pick ourselves up off the ground and move on from that sham of a marriage ending. Have you ever heard the story of how Will Smith like got his break and why it's like so controversial in Hollywood?
Honestly, I probably have a different story, so tell me the true story.
Okay, so Will in his way early years was mentored, if you will, by Benny Medina.
Okay, I did know that.
And back in the day, like, the Hollywood rumor about Benny Medina was like, if you're like a guy, like he was like a casting couch guy. Like everybody knew that he was a real casting couch person, very like Ryan Murphy energy, like almost flaunted it and was like kind of pompous about the fact that he was a casting couch person. And everybody knew that if you were working on with Benny Medina on a project, it's likely that he made you sleep with him or do something with him. So the rumor basically was that, you know, when he cast Will on Fresh Prince, when Will became Fresh Prince, it's because he was casting couched by Benny Medina. And there's people like in their circle that have come forward and said like, well, yeah, like, of course, Benny Medina and Will were fucking, everybody knows that. And ironically, Alexis Arquette, before she died, was another person who was like, everybody in the industry knew that Will Smith and Benny Medina were in a, like, in a relationship. And you can read the quote. She said like, Will Smith casting couched his way into becoming the Fresh Prince, and is likely why a lot of people also on that set had they had resentment towards him.
Oh, because he didn't get along with the cast for a while, right?
Yeah,
I know he got rid of like the mom, right?
Yeah, he basically bullied her off the show because he became such an asshole as soon as he became famous. That so if you picture that mixed with the fact that like she was like this theater trained Broadway dancer actress who probably knew that this kid, you know, let some old man suck his dick to get a role, and now he thinks that he's, you know, Brad Pitt, you know what I mean? So I just think that's funny, but yeah, Will is just such a hypocrite to me.
I actually have a blind that goes along with what you just said.
Ooh, okay.
It's from 2020, but it says, by the process of deduction, it looks like this A-list, mostly movie actor had to hit the casting couch for his first big role. Each person who has come into contact with the executive who was casting that role said the only way to ever get cast was to sleep with the executive, no exceptions, and that's Will Smith.
Yeah, and there's so many. That is a fun rabbit hole to go down if for people listening, because it's an easy one. If you are ever bored and want to look up some salacious shit about Will Smith, just Google his name with Benny Medina and the word blind item after and like have fun.
Okay. Is he rotted?
I would say Benny Medina has to be very much rotted. He seems like, I don't think you can be that kind of executive and not be, right?
Right. So it's kind of interesting because even though Will Smith has had so many bombs lately in his movie career, I still feel like he's held to such a higher like standard of acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like reading about Will Smith, and even Jada said in a recent thing that he spent like 3 years planning her 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. And she was like, but he did that for him, not for me.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, you guys really fucking hate each other.
Yeah, I think that Will Smith is like really lucky that he became an A-list movie star, like back in the day when you could really be like an A-list like movie star, you know? It's only the same now as it was in the 90s to be like a Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Will Smith.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
You know, billion-dollar action star, like, you know, it's not really the way that it used to be. So I think that he's lucky that he's been able to kind of drag that title with him throughout the decades. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's done so many bombs, and he's done so many just like when I think of Will Smith films, I think of big CGI messes that make a fucking $1 billion. Just the whole fucking mess of CGI and just dumb shit that makes so much money.
How many Men in Black movies could they make if they really wanted?
Oh my God, are you kidding? They could put one out every week.
Yeah, I'd watch. I can't help it. So I have a blind. It talks about one of our favorite cults.
Okay, fun. Yes, yes.
It's from 2019. So we're jumping a little bit with years when it comes to blinds with Jada and Will, just because they've been together for so long, and blinds have been around for like 20 years with them.
Yeah.
But this one is from July 2019. It shouldn't take some celebrity to finally convince everyone that this A-minus list-ish, mostly television actress, now host, was a member of the cult. I mean, she and her much higher on the list husband opened a school to indoctrinate youth into the cult, and it wasn't just for giggles. That's Jada, Will, in Scientology.
Yeah, and the way that they've tried to separate themselves from the church over the years is so funny. It's like, you guys were in the church.
And are they still, do you think?
Well, Jada says that the only reason that they... because I watch Red Table Talk, and she has talked about Scientology a couple times on the show, and she said that the only reason that they were involved in Scientology is because she studied religion. And... she was just interested in the studies of the church, and that they weren't active members, as if Scientology just lets Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith just walk around the fucking temple and then leave.
Exactly. And I feel like there have been rumors about John Travolta and Will Smith too.
Oh, totally. I feel like Leah Remini has way more to her story when she tells that story of them playing tag. You know, the story that she always tells about them playing tag at Tom Cruise's house?
No.
Leah Remini has this story that she tells in her book, and she did it. She told it on like her press tour about one of the nights that she went to Tom Cruise's house. He reported her because he wanted to play tag and she didn't want to. And like, it was like couples tag. And I actually read a blind item about it that like Tom does that with a lot of couples, and like, when you find him, like, he'll be in some, like, compromising sex position, or, like, you get led, basically, to some sort of, like, sexual thing. Hide and seek. I'm sorry. You're probably like, what?
No, I mean, either way.
But hide and seek in his big house. And then when you find him, it's, like, this sexual thing that he does, where, like, he'll be, like, jerking off in some room or something. And that's, like, the hide and seek of it all.
That's the scariest version of the most dangerous game I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. I'd rather be hunted on an island by a psychopath.
And she got, what do they call it? Audited? She got audited for not wanting to play.
My God.
I know.
Every day we stray further from God's light, Troy.
We are truly Satan's children at this point. I'm going to read a blind. This is from 2012. And I'm sorry, I keep jumping back to the kids, but I like finding blinds about it. This one is about Jaden wanting to come out at one point, because he's wanted to come out 80 billion times, and like, he's always been shut down about it. So this one says, This couple always ramps up the phony gushing about their marriage whenever there is a project to promote. However, what goes on behind the scenes is a slightly different story. They actually spend as little time together as humanly possible and rarely speak to each other. Recently, though, they did have to get together to have one serious discussion about their child. The child admitted to mom that they are having romantic feelings about a member of the same sex. While we do not know the outcome of that discussion, we do wonder if mom and dad have told their children that they have lots of personal experience in that subject. We also wonder if they will encourage the child to stay in the closet as they are. So I guess 2012 would have been the first one. And then consecutively, it's just literally every single year, there are blind items, and not even just on Crazy Days and Nights, on so many websites about Jaden wanting to come out, telling his parents that he wants to come out, saying at one point that he wanted to be referred to as a different name.
Oh.
Yeah, like really wanting to express his sexuality publicly and then being like, absolutely not. You will not embarrass his family. While also both being in same-sex relationships constantly in front of their kids.
Wow. I have one. It's one of the messiest YouTube sensations out there.
Miss Trisha Paytas. Yes.
This is blind gossip. Media star accuses movie star. It's always a little startling when celebrities turn on each other. The movie star and his actress wife were forced into addressing infidelity rumors a few months ago. Their rehearsed and produced explanations of what went down did little to quell the rumors that have swirled around their relationship for many years. In addition to rumors about infidelity and an open marriage, there has also been speculation about which teams the actor and actress play on. Gay, straight, bisexual, who knows? Their whole family, including their children, is so odd that it's hard to pin down the truth in anything they say or do. Anyway, a media personality with millions of her own followers on social media is accusing the actor of some serious bad behavior. She's accusing him of cheating on his wife. She's accusing him of cheating on his wife with other men. And she's implying that these young men, who are her male colleagues, were pressured or forced into hooking up with the actor against their will. Yikes. It will be interesting to see if the movie star and his wife feel compelled to address this accusation or if they just ignore it and hope that it goes away. We have a feeling that they will not want to sit down the table and hash this out with either the media personality or the young men who have told her this. So that is Will and Jada. And apparently Trisha, in one of her recent videos, recent as of September 2020, claims that Will slept with one of her male backup dancers while she was on tour. And yeah. So yeah. Apparently Wendy Williams has been trying to claim Will Smith is gay for years because she's toxic.
Oh my God. Yo, Wendy has been talking about Will since her radio days. That's actually how I found out about all of this stuff, to be honest. Because I used to watch the Wendy Williams Experiment on VH1 in high school. And I was obsessed with Wendy when I was a kid. Like, I used to use the old internet to try and find her radio show online because she talked about celebrities. Like, she talked about this, you know? She was like the blind item girl before us.
I found out through my Nano. She's the one who got me into pop culture. And one day we were like looking through People magazine and she was like, George Clooney's gay. And I looked at her, I'm like, he's like a ladies' man. She's like, he's gay. And I was like, what? And she's like, no, who else is gay? That Will Smith. What? And this was when I was like 15, 16. I'm like, what are you talking about?
She didn't realize she was creating a monster. I watched Trisha Paytas' videos. Unfortunately, I watched them pretty religiously. And I remember when that was happening, she was on her first like music tour and she was vlogging these tours. And she had consecutively been saying for a few videos that not even just one, but a few of her dancers had been talking about Will. I remember just being like, okay, that's not going to go over well with the people who like to go see Will Smith movies. They're not going to like that very much.
I have a blind It's during like the August Alsina mess.
Okay.
Who, by the way, is going to be on Celebrity Surreal Life. They're bringing it back and August is going to be on it.
I didn't know that he was a cast member. That's amazing.
I'm pretty sure he's on it.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
If you thought that this celebrity couple had moved past the messiness of their wife's affair, you might want to think again. Someone has met with his attorney. The relationship doesn't serve him anymore. They had this front for many years and she fucked it up. The wife, who's an actress, had a private affair. The affair went public. She tried to deny it at first, but eventually acknowledged the affair with a lot of excuses. It was very messy. However, the confession wasn't only messy. It was embarrassing for her movie star husband. Even though they had an open marriage, that shit's supposed to stay private. She embarrassed him and put him in a position where he had to help her clean it up. He's the star of the family. Her fuck up hurt his reputation. That's a no-go. So where is this heading? Is it divorce? We know that rumor comes around every few years, but it looks like this time it might really be it. He acts like he is cool about what went down, but he's definitely not. Other than talking about the kids, they don't talk anymore. That's a first. He stiffed her on her birthday. That's never happened before. And he met with his lawyer. That never happened before either. We checked on their social medias to see if we could find any hint of tension, and we were a little surprised at what we found out. She keeps posting him, but he stopped posting her. Obviously, we know the divorce has yet to happen, but that's Will and Jada.
And how funny, it's like, this is something that we've talked about literally since the first episode, that like these couples are, they get into these situations where they just have to make sure that the other one doesn't look dumb, because right. if people find out that they swing or that they have an open relationship or that they fuck people of the same sex, then their partner will be the one to look like an idiot.
So do you think that Will and Jada are a contract couple? Or do you think that they're just a couple that has been together for so long, it's just good right. for business?
I think it's just good for business. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that they have like a security blanket kind of thing with each other. Like, but they can have fun, you know? And
yeah,
it seems like, you know, I used to think that it was just sexual, but based on like, you know, and we'll get to it, but based on the stuff about Jada's like longtime girlfriend, it seems like they get in like intensely deep relationships with other people. Like even with Will and Dwayne, I mean, that went on for over a decade. Like, you know what I mean? It seems like, I don't know. I used to think it was just like a sexual thing, but I don't think it is.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Yeah, let's talk about Jada a bit, because we've talked a lot about Will. I don't know as much about Jada. I know that like Tupac was in love with her.
Yeah.
And that's yes. how you know she's like a bad bitch.
She's iconic. Yeah, I have one from 2013 about her and her girlfriend. It says, after almost a decade together, this A++ list mostly movie actor is an Academy Award winner / nominee, got his actress wife to finally break up with her longtime girlfriend. He convinced her that with all the cameras everywhere all the time, that it was just a matter of time before she was caught and that it would ruin what everyone thinks of their perfect marriage. He never seems worried about those things when it comes to him, though. I'm going to read a blind from 2017 as well. This one is about Jada and another girl. I guess this is a girl from after she broke up with her OG girlfriend. It says, I was kind of surprised to see this closeted A-/B+ list mostly movie actress who is much further down the list than her husband, not out and about last night with her much younger blonde female lover of the past few months. Usually when either spouse is on the road or filming, it's go time for the other. Maybe the girlfriend went away for the holidays because the way they have been going at it, they are definitely still together. And that was while Will Smith was in Tokyo filming a movie for the timestamp, if anybody wants to look it up. I also wanted to just really quickly read you. I found another one from 2018 about Jada, Dwayne, and Tisha Campbell. So this says, this sometimes A-minus list actress who was married to a permanent A-list actor loves to talk about their marriage and sex life. In a recent interview, she chose to ignore the other couple that was a huge part of their sex life for nearly a decade until the couple split over money issues they attributed to the acting couple. So, like, not only did they have a decade-long polyamorous relationship, basically, with this couple, mm-hmm. but they also, like, publicly had money issues. I mean, could they be more obvious? Like, they're so messy, really.
Yeah, they are really messy. And I do feel like Jada takes most of the heat for it. I'm sorry, Jada. I'm sorry that I haven't given you the respect that you deserve over the years.
Yeah. Well, I think it ties back to what you said, like, you know, a few episodes ago, like at the beginning of when we started recording, that it's just generally harder for people to see men like Will Smith as what he is.
Right.
You know what I mean? It is harder for the general public.
And I think it's harder because everything with that table talk, like Jada was open with the fact that, yes, yeah, she did sleep with someone else. Her and Will were on a break, but Will looked so sad.
Right.
He sat there with that expression on his face.
Yeah.
And it just looked like poor Will.
Totally. And I honestly think the Red Table Talk is the greatest thing that they could have ever done as far as like branding, because they can, it's a really good way of like easing people into certain ideas about how they live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it's like the stuff that they talk about on that show is like, they're so open, like you said. And, you know, Willow is kind of like passively come out on that show, and they've used that show as, I think, as like a tool in a lot of ways.
Right, and they have control over every narrative.
Right, exactly. And it doesn't get spun out because it's them saying it on an hour-long thing where they're like talking about it intensely, but like saying just enough to make people feel like they're really getting the tea. People watch that show and they think that they're in their living room.
Yeah.
You know, it's smart. Hi, puberty. Hello. I'm going to read you a couple escort ones. These are fun. This is one from 2008 about Will's love of escorts.
Oh, God.
It says, a big scandal is brewing for a top Hollywood star. He is successful, charismatic, and appears to be a loving father and husband. But there are rumors that he likes to spend time with male escorts. If the scandal comes out, look for him to turn to religion to quell the controversy. And then this one from 2009 says, he is a movie star, he is married, and he is gay. Out of respect for his wife, though, he only allows a boy in his bed when either one of the couple is traveling. Thoughtful, right? Well, it's rather creepy. The last couple of guys he has been with bear a strange resemblance to his wife. So is he picking the boys because they resemble his wife, or did he pick his wife because she resembles the kind of boy he likes?
Ooh.
It's hard to say. But in either case, he has no intention of coming out of the closet anytime soon. Oh, and yes, they are practically boys. He likes them young, but he's pretty careful about them being of legal age.
Well, that's good. I actually have one that kind of goes along with it. It's from January 2021.
Okay.
In the past few weeks, I wrote about this one-name singer / actor who needs rehab. That being said, the soon-to-be divorced actor / singer is spilling the good tea right now. It won't be long before we know everything that happened on his trips to the yachting HQ with the mogul / wannabe rapper in the A-plus list, mostly movie actor. And that is Will Smith in Dubai with Tyrese and Diddy.
Oh, yeah. I read that one when it came out. I forgot. Oh, shit. Yes.
And We actually got a DM, and it was, I don't know if it went to Beyond the Blinds or to Laguna Beach, but someone was like, do boys yacht? Are men yachting? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in this case with this blind, they were looking for women. But I mean, allegedly, if you look at Zac Efron, we've talked about that, One Direction, Darren Criss.
Yeah, literally any cast member on the cast of Teen Wolf. And I say that jokingly a lot, but I'm like being completely dead serious. Like that show, there are certain shows that are basically, I don't know if you guys, if anybody listening is familiar with the show Bunny Cat House from HBO back in the day, but like it's the equivalent of like a brothel in a sense. Like it's a live action brothel where like really wealthy producers can just look at that show and say, I want him, I want that guy. And they're friends with the writers and directors and producers and casting agents of those shows. They can just have them. So then they can just say, hey, this old man wants you to spend a weekend with him in, you know, Cannes or whatever on his boat. That's really honestly how it works. Men yacht just as much as women, maybe even more, because it's like they can do it in plain sight and people don't comprehend what's happening.
Right. You see Will Smith, Diddy, and Tyrese on a yacht.
Yeah.
Like I said, I guess this was a little bit different because I think they were looking for partners.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I even think of like the Kendall and Harry pictures of them on a yacht in Morocco or wherever that was.
Right. Yeah. And like, we also make the point all the time that like yachting is a blanket term.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a term for like sex work. Yeah. It's just not really called like casting couch anymore. It's called yachting because Instagram is incorporated in it now. You know? Right. And we say it every fucking week. When a celebrity has the same stories written about them for 10, 20, 25 years, it's not coincidence.
Right.
Nobody is so bored that they're rewriting the same Will Smith gossip for almost 30 years. I have one from 2011 about their employees exposing them to tabloids and stuff.
Okay.
And you'll have to bear with me. This is a Ted Casablanca blind, which I find are the hardest to read because he actually writes them in riddle. Everybody's whispering about Nick! Exclamation point. Oh, and Ted Casablanca during his blind item days used to call Will Smith hard nipple Nick. So when you hear hard nipple Nick, it's Will. Everybody's whispering about Nick, the sexy ass life and wife hard nipple Nick set up for himself years ago is getting so complicated lately. As if agreeing that your wife could have her lovers while you have yours could ever be an easy arrangement for very long. Hot, yeah, but easy? Not anymore. Here's what's unraveling. The trust. And we don't mean between hard nipple and his muses. More like the help. You know, all those peeps rich folks like Mr. Nick always have around. Sure, they've all signed confidentiality agreements, but you think they all pay attention to those legal handcuffs? Actually, yes, most within the Nick household do, just not all. Two employees very close to hard nipple are opening their traps about their employees' imaginative marital arrangement. Words starting to get out lately, much more than it has in the past, regarding what an active, lively, and rather democratic love life with more attention to the boys than to the girls, we must add. Hard enjoys. So perhaps Nick's legal eagle might want to look in the direction of those sleeping near hard nipple, as opposed to those right next to, which is where they currently focused. So yeah, they're the people working in their house exposed them that they basically have boys running in and out of their bedroom.
I don't know. It's just so interesting because again, it's so in our face. It's so open, but so many people are like, no, that's not true. Or they just don't want to believe it or whatever the case may be.
And they're definitely one of those couples that people put on like a real, you know, it's like a pedestal, like a, I don't even know what you would describe it. Like
couple goals.
Yeah, like they worship them for whatever reason. And it's like, you know, nobody should be worshiping Will and Jada for the love of God, Jesus.
I know. I hear like their couple goals all the time.
I'm like, in what world? They hate each other.
They do hate each other.
And it's so obvious. And anytime they talk, you know that they hate each other when every fucking time they talk about each other in an interview, it's always about how much sex they're having. They constantly talk about, you know, how attractive they are to each other. And Will's always doing that performative, like, you know, talking about her body and how hot she is and how they have sex in the limo before a red carpet. It's like, I'm so sure.
Do you think that they'll ever get divorced? Honestly.
I just can't like picture why. Especially because it's been talked about for so long. Like, I feel like if they were going to, they would have by now. Because every blind item is like, it's happening. It's going to happen. They're getting divorced this month. They don't want to talk about it yet, but, you know, things are being arranged. And then a year goes by and it doesn't happen. Like, I just don't see why. I mean, what would they do? Like, try and find someone else to be okay with what they're doing now?
Right. Right.
You know?
No, you're right. This isn't a blind, but I know we talked about Margot Robbie and Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another beautiful blonde actress that he allegedly had an affair with, and that is Miss Charlize Theron.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they did Hancock together.
Mm-hmm.
And there was supposed to be a second Hancock movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been said that Jada was like, no.
A little too close for comfort.
A little too close, because it seems like Jada... Or from what I read on, like, these gossip sites, that she did not like Margot Robbie. She did not like Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it's just because people were realizing it. And she didn't want people to realize that he was sleeping with his co-stars.
I can see that, because it seems like with guys, she doesn't give a shit. Because nobody is able to put it together. But, yeah. Like, with women, it seems to be an issue. Because yeah. It's, you know, obviously people would look at that and be like, well, what the hell is going on? And like they did with Margot, you know?
Yeah. People don't talk about that enough, the Margot Robbie.
I actually have a blind about that, because you remember when they had those nude photos? Or she had like the photo leak?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like there's two pretty short ones. So this one's from 2013. It says, there were some photos circulating recently of a scantily dressed man and a woman that got the man into a bit of trouble. The man is a married actor, and his marriage has been the subject of a good deal of scrutiny. Of course, both of the people in the photos brushed off the photos as playful and said that they had no idea how they got out there. This is not true. In fact, she is the one who leaked them to the press, and you had better believe that she enjoyed the amount of attention that was focused on her during her infamous, quote, leak. And then there's another one from 2015 that says, the A-list actor and B-minus list actress were having such a torrid affair during the filming of their last movie that producers had to take them aside and warn them that their behavior was damaging the outcome of the movie. That's really bad. When the director is like, you guys are gonna fuck up our franchise.
Can you please stop dating?
Yeah.
And all you have to do is like Google them, and there's so many things. Like, this one says Will Smith was given a stern warning about Margot Robbie by his wife Jada and how he should not embarrass her.
I mean, it is embarrassing.
Yeah, and it's just, again, it's so crazy how like how Jada had to sit there and be like, I'm sorry I embarrassed you, Will. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what about Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
And untouchable.
Untouchable. He's a fucker. I'm telling you. I have one from 2014 that I think just kind of like maybe is beating a dead horse, but it explains their arrangement. It says, I actually like these two people together. It's not a conventional relationship, but they have mutual respect for each other and just try to make the best for their situation. A-list actor married a B-list actress, but she would be considered A married to him. They've been married for years and are considered a power couple in Hollywood. I can't say I agree with all their choices they make in their personal lives, but as far as their marriage, whatever floats their boat. Both were bisexual when they got married, and over time they have decided they prefer their same sex instead of the other. She has a girlfriend and isn't exactly shy from keeping her out of the public eye, even traveling together. He has guys coming and going One he kept around for a long time, but that just recently ended. He is a lot more discreet because it's not as common to see guys hanging out with other guys. Wow, hello. As much as it is seeing girls hang together. When they say they are close, they aren't lying. They really are best friends, and I don't think their setup hurts anyone, and they've decided to keep things the way they are for their family. But I still chuckle when I see posts about how they keep their marriage going and why it's so strong, or seeing him listed as a ladies' man. He has talent and knows that if he comes out, all would go away. Marriages aren't always conventional, and if everyone is satisfied with their setup, what's the problem? That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing that bugs me is like the facade of it all.
That's what, for sure. That's what kills me.
Yeah. And I, like I've repeated a few times, after learning more about their relationship and seeing how dragged Jada was over the August affair.
Right.
Like that really bothers me.
Yeah. The facade kills me. And I guess I understand, like, there's a part of me that's like, I get it, because I'm sure they want to be more open. You know, I'm sure that they want to be able to talk about it and stuff, but like, they can't because a bunch of middle American, People magazine people are not going to understand what the hell they're saying. You know what I mean? Like, I guess I understand like the fear. And also if they've been, you know, somebody like Will Smith has probably been told since he was a teenager, like people can't know that you hook up with guys or else your career will be over. Like, I really do think that they believe that, you know?
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't think that's 100% incorrect.
Totally.
You know, he's been in this marriage for, I'm going to say over 20 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was to come out, I think people would be like, wait, what?
Right.
And be like mad about it.
Right. Especially because now it's like, if you are a celebrity who comes out, you have to do it in such like a ceremonious way. Like, you know, Ellen on the cover of Time magazine kind of thing. Like, it's got to be such a big, huge thing. You right. can't just be Will Smith and say in passing that you have been fucking male escorts for 30 years. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can't. It's going to be a whole thing.
It would be like Leo.
Totally. Totally. It would have to be.
So unfortunate and so sad.
It is really sad. It's sad because it, to me, it's all based on blackmail and just so much toxic masculinity. I mean, it truly is the definition of toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
You know, to think like, well, we couldn't possibly see Will Smith as a lead in one of those big CGI movies because he likes men.
Yeah, it's like, I care about the fact that they're Scientologists more than anything.
Right.
That bothers me more than anything.
Yeah, the hide and seek is what's on my mind. I'm trying to see if I have anything that isn't like repetitive, you know.
I know, that's the thing with Will and Jada, guys. It's all the same blinds over and over and over again.
It really is just updated versions of the same story for basically our lifetime.
Yeah.
Pretty much, to be honest.
In every few years, it's like, are they getting a divorce? Are they not getting a divorce? Do they have an open relationship? Do they not have an open relationship? Do they even like each other?
It's also really funny, though. So I went all the way back to 2002 just for the hell of it to see, like, if I could find, you know, really old blinds that would be interesting. And the very first blind that I found about them, like, the very first blind that I could see that was about, like, their sexuality is from 2002. And it says, it's so simple. It says, what famous African-American couple is bi? 2002. Is that crazy? The way that it's like snowballed?
That's it.
Which couple's bisexual? So funny.
You know, I know we talk a lot about like Hollywood, and I like to think we have some sort of insight on like the happenings. I would love to know who's hooking up with who, like the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love that so deeply.
Right, like the hookups that just happen, like, in the studio that a source can't, you know, or, like, in somebody's house that a source can't be like, so-and-so has been canoodling, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, this happened in a basement at a party. Nobody knows. You know what I mean? Things like that, I would give anything.
Right, like, be at that party where Miley did Salvia that one time.
Yes.
I'd love to have been there.
Yes. Actually, earlier today, I was reading about, I was listening to Joss Stone.
Oh, yes.
Because I love Joss Stone. And do you remember when Dallas Austin was like, said that she fucks for tracks and it like ruined her life, basically like ended her career.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like reading about that earlier. And I had forgotten that he also had talked about, he had like thrown a bunch of shade at Christina. And he was like, Christina fucked my producer. And then she fucked my friend on the same night. And she was texting my producer and saying like, don't tell so-and-so that I fucked you. But we were all together and we were looking at our phones together. That's the kind of shit that I would love to know. I was like, oh my God, that is so messy.
To be a fly on the wall in Tom Cruise's when they play hide and seek.
Oh my God. I would
scariest game of hide and seek ever.
I would literally give 10 years off my life. I would be like, take slash off half of however long I'm supposed to live just for one night of hide and seek, one game.
Who'd be involved? Jada, Will, and Tom Cruise, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh my God. We got to do a Tom episode.
Yeah. That'll be behind a paywall because Scientology will fucking murder us.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's like a red laser on my head right now.
We already have Aaron.
Right.
Now, as we wrap this up, you know, I love to know, do you think Will is rotted? Do you think Jade is rotted? Do you think the children are rotted?
I don't think the kids are rotted. I do just want to say on record, I think Jaden has come a very long way.
I agree with that. 100%. I mean,
like, with what those kids have been exposed to, the amount of drugs that they've been exposed to, and not really having, like, authentic supervision their whole lives, like, they both went through, like, a phase. Jaden had a real embarrassing phase publicly, but I'd say, like, it seems like he's come out on the other side of it, like, as normal as you could be to be him.
And
right?
He also does a lot for charity. I do have to give him a shout out for that. Like, with Flint, he got so much water there. And I think during COVID, he drove around like the streets of LA handing out water to people. So Jaden, I'm sorry that I've held on to your Batman suit for all these years. I will let it go. I'm letting it go. And I'm going to give you the credit you deserve.
Yeah, Jaden, we're rooting for you, hon.
Is this not true? Didn't him and Tyler, the Creator, say they dated or something? Or was that just like a funny joke between the two of them?
So Tyler, the Creator, was on stage performing and Jaden was in the audience. Or maybe it was vice versa, but one of them was on stage and Jaden had said publicly, like, to a crowd of people, like, Tyler doesn't want me to say anything, but I want you guys to know that he's my boyfriend and I love him and whatever. And yeah, I mean, I think that it was a joke, but also not. Do you know what I mean?
We never heard of it again.
Right. Like, I think it was like a funny thing and also, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Tyler and Jaden have hooked up, I'm sure. But yeah, as far as Will and Jada go, oh God. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Do I think Will is rotted? Or do I think that Will is just like a circumstance of a horrible fucking system where men can't be, where people just can't be who they are in Hollywood? I don't know.
I feel like, I don't think the kids are rotted. You've helped me see the light with Jaden and I appreciate that.
Good.
I think Jada and Will are selfish,
mm-hmm.
but I don't necessarily think rotted. Because I don't think they're doing anything to harm people.
I agree.
I mean, they cheat on, well, they don't cheat on each other because it's an open relationship.
I agree with that. And also, I guess who's to say how Will actually treats these boys that are told to shut the fuck up about him? Who knows?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that that's probably not like the best situation, to be honest. But I don't know if I could say that they're rotted. Like, if we're comparing them to like Chris Stokes, like, no, right?
Yeah. Well, Chris Stokes is beyond rotted.
Yeah. Like, he's just pure mold.
Even if we were to compare them to Chris Pratt, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Like, they're just people who are in the Hollywood machine and like have to dodge landmines and stuff. And, you know, if the roles were reversed, like, we'd be doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unfortunately.
I would definitely be married to Will Smith and be hooking up with a chick on the side. The dream. That's a dream.
I would definitely be hooking up with Will as a secret, and he would threaten me constantly with my life because I would want to tell. You know me.
Do you think Jeffree Star hooked up with Will Smith?
They fucked in the snow in Oklahoma. Or where is it that everybody lives now?
Montana.
Oklahoma. Yeah, Montana. What? But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have anything else interesting to add. I mean, like you said, it's the same story for 20 years. So we told the story.
And my favorite part of the story is people continuously act surprised every 2 years when the story comes back to the public eye.
I'm sure jaws are dropped now.
When people were like, oh my God, Jada slept with someone other than Will, I was like, yeah.
I laughed so hard, but people were DMing me and being like, oh my God, are you going to cover this? Can you believe she cheated? I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Are you kidding me? You don't want me to cover this.
I guess I'll end it because we have covered J-Lo. There were a lot of rumors about Will and Mark Anthony. What do you think of those?
I would not be surprised by any means at all. I would not be shocked by that at all.
Because I think you said on an earlier episode, you were like, Hollywood is like fluid theater kids.
Yeah, they're all
drama kids. And I think of that all the time.
Yeah, they're all just like fluid little drama kids. You know what I mean? Like, they're theater dorks that like become A-list and like get abs. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think all of the men that Will has been linked to, like, they seem plausible. Like, even, have you ever seen the pictures of him and Trey Songz in the balcony?
Oh yeah.
In their underwear?
Yeah.
Very clearly a morning after.
Like the Bradley Cooper and Leo?
Yeah. They're like in boxer briefs drinking coffee together in like silk robes on a balcony.
Yeah, I have seen that.
So yeah, I think it's just, yeah, I could totally see it.
Well, guys, we know that it was more of a light episode, but after some of the episodes that we've had to do, we thought this would be a fun one. They've been in the news quite a bit, especially because they hate each other so deeply. Right. And yeah, you don't want that Jada and Will love, unless you do, unless you do.
And by the way, light for us is...
still not, it's not Chris Stokes in the Carter family.
Yeah, right. Like, light for us is like, you don't have to bathe after finishing an episode of our podcast. So that's a plus.
Now, I will say our Patreon episode this week, Troy.
It's going to be good.
Can we tell them?
Yeah.
So we're adding to the Rotted series, and we're doing Mr. Scooter Braun.
I'm really excited. Kelly knows more about him than me, so I'm going to be learning a lot that episode. But I'm very, very excited.
We'll need to shower after, so.
For sure. Definitely.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe, rate, sign the Patreon. You know, follow us on Instagram. We love chatting with you guys.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.